Where Miss Ex-Yugoslavia title comes from?
So the Miss Ex-Yugoslavia title comes from a beauty pageant that happened in Melbourne as part of the ex-Yugoslavian diaspora. Mm-hmm. So girls from all different parts of the former Yugoslavia competed against each other, and I entered the competition myself, and it was a way that I wanted to explore my community and all the complexities of it, and also secretly, I think a little bit, I wanted to win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, was there much of the reaction from your family or your community for choosing to write so openly about all of that?
So, it's a very personal story, and I talk about my own childhood. So I think that people understand that when they read it. It's a memoir. I talk about my family a lot, and they've been very supportive to me, but also they know that it's my personal story and the way that I saw things rather than necessarily how they would have written a book. So mm-hmm. I think that's the thing, you know, writing is a form of art, and it's not an academic book. It's a personal book. So I think that people will understand that when they read it.
Absolutely. Kapka Kasabova, who you will be sharing a panel discussion with at the Writers Festival, has a similar background to yourself in that she was born in a country of conflict, moved to a country that has historically been the refuge for many migrants before she moved to another continent as an adult. Do you think this restlessness has something to do with the migrant experience of being forcibly uprooted so young? And do you think the feeling of displacement, especially when it's experienced so young, can never be resolved or healed?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. I'm really looking forward to meeting Kapka. Actually, I have a panel with her today, mm-hmm. And she wrote a fantastic book called Borders. Border, actually. Mm-hmm. We weren't forcibly. My family came to Australia on professional visas. We weren't refugees, unlike many other people who were forced to leave because of war as refugees. So I think that everyone's experiences are different. For me personally, it's true. I moved. My family moved from Yugoslavia to Australia, and then I moved to the US. But I didn't find it. I found it actually very hard. I don't feel like someone who desires to move all the time. I actually really like being in one place, and maybe that's a result of having moved around as a child, that I like security and you know, being in one place and calling it home. But I think it's an interesting question, and I wonder whether displaced people have a desire to move around. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So you have mentioned the home. What does home mean to you?
Mm. So I think that I've always asked myself what home means, and I explore the question in my book where you know, I think about my identity and who I am and where I come from. But I think that the answer for me really is that home is a place that exists within me, mm-hmm. And it's in my memories as well, and it's a concept that I think of rather than a geographical place.
Mm-hmm. How important is to you to keep so-called zombie homeland of Yugoslavia alive through culture?
Through culture? I really like the idea of celebrating culture, especially mm-hmm. in a society where the mainstream culture is so different. So I love keeping in touch with my culture and with my background, and I do, I'm very fond of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important, and I think it's wonderful that communities exist where we can share culture.
Absolutely. And have you been back to your homeland since coming to Australia?
I have, but I haven't been recently. Mm-hmm. To me, I think that the Belgrade that I left is very different to the Belgrade of now. Now when I go to Belgrade, I feel like a foreigner, while the Belgrade that I remember is a different place. So I guess that my homeland of Belgrade is what it was like when I was a child, and not really what it's like now. And I think that's probably the experience of many immigrants, that places change when you leave them, but they stay in your mind.
Can you call that a frozen picture?
Maybe, yeah.
Sophia, what message do you wish you could tell yourself as a child who felt like an outsider in Australia?
I think I could. I was a very serious child, so I think I would say to myself, "Cheer up!"
Cheer up. That's a good spirit.
Yeah, and, you know, I always wanted to be a writer and a creative person, and I think I doubted myself because of English as a second language and not feeling confident. And I think that I would tell myself, you know, you can do it.
Absolutely. And Sophia, we'll leave it here. And thank you very much for your time and all the best.
Thank you, Biljana.